Live from the Kumia studio, where the truth is still true, comes a show that gives you a reason to live. That's right. And watch this.
Oh, it's my chicken, my wig.
Yes. Yeah, my chicken, my wig. You know what I'm saying. My chicken, my wig. What don't you understand about my chicken, my wig? My chicken, my wig. I'm wearing a blue shirt. I have my chicken. I have my wig. My chicken, my wig. Is it 30 seconds yet? I don't know why they would do this thing to me, but they've purchased this ad time. They paid extra to have it up front. My chicken, my wig. I don't know who's this. Let's move on. I don't care if it's even been. Okay, New York City Current Report this week. You hear Artie Lang, wanna bet, the author, the comedian, the guy that used to work here before he got canned, with Down Syndrome Me interviewing him. That was nice graphic.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, I am.
Oh, my God.
I am done, and it's Artie in a time machine from the James Dean, John Belushi era. But no, it's episode 351. You can get that at crimereport.nyc. Crimereport.nyc. My interview with Artie Lang. It's not even an interview, really. I would call it more like a conversation about the Rolling Stones. And that's that. And, oh, you know, and need I tell you, Aaron McGuire was in for 350. And we did a show that we decided to call Dildo Cremains. And I decided to be not retarded for that one. And yeah, Aaron McGuire, first-time guest on New York City Crime Report, episode 350. Get it at crimereport.nyc. Dildo Cremains, what could it mean? We have a new show called Too Woke to Fuck. I think that this illustration pretty much gets across the general tenor of that. It's all about these two liberal guys and all their views. And if you like sarcasm, and I mean like an hour at a time, get ready for some hilarious liberal characters. Seth Baron, myself, and Jeffrey Tambor. you see how they put courageous across there, though? And this rage right in the middle? And that was very subliminal. I picked it out right away. I am a genius. And, of course, that's Judith Light over to the right. Breathing down my neck, the once sexy Judith Light. And what else do we have on this ad slate? Well, October 24th, West Side Comedy Club. New York City Crime Report Live, you got to push a button to start that bastard. And it is going to be a legendary show. Seth Baron will be there. And, of course, I believe Ryan Katz-Rivera will be there. The man of a thousand... A man of about two dozen faces and voices. Tom Shalhoub of Fox News Radio will be there live performing stand-up and talking about crime with us. Also, Sherrod Small, maybe you've heard of him, and a couple of girls, Chloe LaBranch, who you might remember from an episode, Aunt Hit on Her, and was not able to make that happen. And also, Olga Nehmer. Also, my wife, Mandy Stattmiller, news whore Mandy Stattmiller, unwifablebook.com, will be there. It's her birthday.
Oh.
I scheduled a show, and I'm going to be hanging out with her anyway, apparently. She's coming to the show, so it'll be her birthday show, news whore Mandy Stattmiller. If you think she really dresses up the show, fine. Here's your big chance, fuckers. Come and see news whore Mandy Stattmiller undermine everything I do. And ruin it. Love her. It's her birthday. She's going to be something in her 40s. All right, that's enough of that. West Side Comedy Club, October 24th. Keep watching. I'll keep talking about it. It's my chicken, my wig.
I love
it. That's the weirdest thing ever.
I love it. I love it.
I'm joined by Thomas Palladino, son of the great... Vicky Palladino, who is she? Won.
She won.
She is the candidate
nominee.
The nominee for state senate in 11th district.
Yes.
That's very, very, very exciting.
It is very exciting. We're all very excited.
I think they're about
we're all thrilled.
I don't think you've slept.
No, I haven't.
To your left is, I just mentioned her. Erin McGuire's here. Hey, Erin.
Yes.
How are you?
Good to be here.
I got a lot of good feedback on your episode.
Did you?
Particularly from that guy who we answered his, like, ridiculous quandary. Should I move? Yeah, Jephthah. And she figured out, just call yourself Jeff.
Yeah.
That's for starters. You want to integrate with the modern world?
Basically, I'm gonna help him move now from Toronto and just have a whole new life.
He says he's gonna move, and I thought if we have to go and load the truck,
we're responsible for this man moving his life.
Yeah, I know, man. Like he's
smell a sitcom.
It's really bad there in Quebec. Apparently, is that where Montreal is?
Yes, I've been to Montreal.
Montreal in Quebec, is that the way it works?
They all speak French, and it's cold.
It's cold, and you know what else? They not only speak French, but it has to be French on every sign, and it has to be three times larger of a font than it is in English, and it's not, you don't even need it. They force people to learn it. Any language you have to force people to learn is superfluous.
And they're, like, self-hating also. Like, they don't like themselves. That's something,
that's a French thing.
Yeah, it's a French thing in general, but in Montreal especially, Montreal's like, Montreal to the French is like Alabama to us. Like they look at the French Canadians the way we look at people from, like, you know,
Count Chocula.
It's a second Count Chocula reference.
No, that was his joke. That was his big joke that got picked up by.
Snatched away by Norm Macdonald. Yeah. Where did you hear about Count Chocula? Were you eating Count Chocula?
I brought it up the other day for no reason. I don't know what he's in the ether right now. It's the zeitgeist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe Norm wasn't stealing from you after all.
Well, maybe he was. I don't think he actually stole. I think it just, like, it was just his turn. Because everybody's, a lot of people use my, I wrote this joke 35 years ago. Guess what? Boy, this is exciting. Jim Knobloch. We see a photo of Jim Knobloch, who ended his reelection campaign Friday amid allegations of inappropriate touching from his adult daughter. Wait, if she's grown... Minnesota Public Radio.
She's not a kid.
No, it's been going on for a while. Do we have a photo? Do we have a file photo of Jim Knobloch? There he is. Oh, my God.
Why do they all look the same?
Well, I don't know.
They all look the same.
I just don't know. Jim Knobloch.
He's an inch away from saying, sloth, love, chunk.
I had a bad case of Knobloch once, it's... Thank God. You know, it lasts forever. Did you know that, Drew? Knobloch?
The rape is quick, but yeah, the memories last forever.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, dear. You meant the R word so early in the show.
Going in.
You know what? I thought about a movie. The best movie I can come up with would be called Retard Rapist.
Jesus.
And there would be no real plot or anything. It would just be a retard who continues to rape throughout the film. And no hero. There's no... Yeah, successfully. Yeah.
Okay.
And successful as rape
retarded.
Is.
Well, he's retarded, so maybe the it could be a comedy that tries, like, the follies of this guy.
I think there'll be elements of comedy in it.
Okay.
And I think it's...
Call Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Call Seth Rogen. That's perfect.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
I know what to do with it.
I just want to rape somebody.
The catchphrase will be, are you down?
Like, pull your panties down, like my syndrome. I mean, like, each rape gets more brutal than the last, and it just, like, keeps, and it escalates until finally he fucks somebody to death.
You're right. That has to be the end.
And then he's like, yeah, I did it!
This still sounds better than Jurassic World.
I think this has potential.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff Goldblum was not going to be in it, and that's what you really need in a movie like that. Listen, we're having fun now, and we will have fun later, too. We have a new segment here. It's called Things You Say at the Beginning of the Show. When President Trump tweeted about the large-scale killing of whites in South Africa, along with the fact that expropriation of property without due process had begun, also known as seizing property, the leftist media rushed in to call it a white supremacist conspiracy theory. Well, it's not. If you do a modicum of independent research, crime report investigators, That's from here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have confirmed that Trump was right. The Boers of South Africa, that's generally like white minority farmers. They've worked the land, some of them for generations, quite a few of them, providing food for a nation that largely hates them mm-hmm. and resents their presence. They've been targeted by the South African criminal element, which seems to operate with impunity when it comes to attacks on Boers. And I mean, these are brutal attacks.
Oh, terrible. No, machetes, rapes, gang rapes. Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about like they take like pokers and, yeah. and they poke them with the pokers. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't even want to make light of it. It's like hot irons and mm-hmm. shit. They mm-hmm. burn them. One woman was made to swallow a plastic bag.
What?
Suffocated? Yes. Yeah. It's torture. There's torture.
No, yeah, no, it's really bad.
They poke out people's eyes. So later on tonight's show, we're going to speak with a real live Boer from South Africa, Danny, who will tell us, or Danny. I have his Twitter handle, and it's a name I'm not familiar with, and I'm not going to butcher it. I'm going to let him say his name. He's going to tell us what's going on in communist South Africa. This is what happens with communism.
It is.
Keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. I used to think that people who talked about communism all the time were just biggest squares.
Nope.
Well, maybe they were. Maybe being square isn't so bad. It's better than this shit, you know? It's just this is a tragedy of what's going on. So we'll talk to him actually in just a few minutes. Before that, let's look at a video of some a nice wedding to cheer us up a little bit. Mm. Wedding footage.
Uh-oh. I like where this is going.
I like the way she's casually looking at her phone while she fires a gun over her head.
Oh, good. Okay.
Always keep your veil on.
This reminds me of my wedding.
Really?
Somebody gets shot.
It's sort of, it could be, there's elements of divorce in it. It's,
I love the casual gun.
Yeah, the casual gun.
She's a baller.
Casual gun would be a great name.
The right casual gun.
She, you know, like, pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, but if she's tweeting at the same time as she's doing this, she has the potential to do that.
Probably a little Snapchat.
She had a bit of like a gat stance to it. It was.
I wonder if that's in her IG story. I didn't know that those fucking backwards ass motherfuckers had things like phones.
I'd follow her on Instagram.
Where did the video come from?
The video comes from
Tajikistan or something.
This guy I know who sent it to me. I'm sure there's information on it. I just don't happen to have it. It's sometimes these videos, they materialize. Where would you say that's from? Andrea from Queens or Brooklyn,
I would say,
or wherever
it's,
you live?
It's about a block away from where I lived in Bahrain. There's always weddings, firearms going into the air, tire fires, Molotov cocktails.
Playing the old worldly card, aren't you?
Yes.
Bahrain.
I lived in the Reno, Nevada, the Middle East.
I thought you were going to say it's about a block away from where I lived in Astoria.
Yeah.
I think I've seen similar things in Jackson Heights.
The Paladino name. No, it's... Yeah, it was near where I lived in Bahrain. Not to put on airs, it's like the Reno, Nevada, the Middle East. Great place.
So specific.
If you're an alcoholic,
what are you, a fucking
you
travel agent? I'm not going there.
It's like, yeah, it's Sun Trips. Yeah, that's what it is.
Sun Trips.
I love it.
Okay. So, they're out of business for a reason.
We have to move on. We have a guy who gets an air gun in the poop chute.
Oh, good. Good.
I want to see this one.
You don't want to miss this. No. You know, getting a little air up the old keister can really... put you 6 feet under. Didn't know this.
Embolism.
Let's go. Video. I like the serious music.
Mm-hmm.
An employee died after another guy stuck an air hose up his rear end. Here he goes. That looks like Ryan Katsu Rivera.
Yeah, Ryan.
And
you okay?
Oh no! I don't feel so good.
No, we're not.
It's a heavy-duty reverse fart.
Are you kidding me?
And he's history. Yeah, that's Adichie. I didn't get the name. It doesn't matter. He's dead of the... Really?
The music.
Yeah.
You don't want this in the obit. By the way, Rakesh Wagmore.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's history. He's been missing ever since then. I wonder where they work, where they have an air hose powerful enough to shoot up somebody's ass and die. And it's not the first time this shit has happened. It's at least the second time this shit has happened. It's resulted in a worker being dead. Also in India. This is where this comes from. This was in Delhi. A man in Western Delhi died in a similar incident. Compressed air hose up the butt. We get to watch it again. Oh!
And there he goes. And that's the end of him.
That's
the end of him.
That's for cutting the cheese in the elevator.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So don't let that happen to you. That's a very powerful air hose.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to applaud the music that was laid into
that. It's a good choice of music.
Because it set the scene.
Yeah, and I was hoping for something like a little bit climactic at the end, but, you know, it just
kind of fades out. Like
fades away.
The situation.
We'll start a fire. well, we have more stories. That is something else, though. You know, I mean, you ever take a shot of air up the ass like that? I never.
Tell you how many times.
Now, did
take a number, boys. The line forms to the left.
I mean, the Arabs they got all the oil, right? And you ever see the air? Like, you have to pay for air when you go to an air hose? Like,
yeah,
when you go to
a
service station? Sure. Now it's like the Arabs are sitting in all the air, you know?
I think this is a secret weapon that we need to tap into.
Oh, really?
In our military, yeah.
It is similar to what the guy used in No Country for Old Men, kind of, you know? Remember the cattle prod?
He just sticking
it in somebody's
hand? That was a great movie.
Well, you're missing a good film.
But again, I saw Jurassic World, so
you also see. Yeah, you're into Marvel comic book movies. I don't know that it would be a good movie for you.
It's a tough one.
I think it's
a tough one to get through.
Are you kidding? No Country for Old Men. I saw it twice in the theater.
Oh, it's great for people who aren't into that kind of thing.
There's no music in it whatsoever.
No, there's no score.
No music.
It's in the realm of like Saving Private Ryan or something.
Oh my God,
like that.
Are you kidding me? No. Pearl Harbor. It's just like,
just like Pearl Harbor.
There's a love triangle.
It's a timeless classic with Ben Affleck.
Listen to this crazy ass story. A lesson for subway and subway station gropers. Don't grope the feisty ones. They might just grab you back.
Right.
Forgotten Borough firecracker Chantel Castanon, called feisty by the Post as Post characterized, fought back unafraid when butt cheek grabbed by a cheeky butt groping cheek grabber at Grand Central Subway Station, chasing, backing, and cornering the horny cat back into a corner as grabber became grabby.
Who wrote this, Dr. Seuss?
I'm not so sure.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Castanon of Emerson Hill, Shaolin, 26th, 31st, 2 p.m., the 456 at 42nd Street, Grand Central. Look, this video footage is newly released, and it's comes from the NYPD. We may have the footage. Is there a link there?
Here
we get to see what happens here. There's a butt cheek grabbing creep.
Oh, nice.
Look at that creep right there. And now she's already getting her revenge. You don't grab somebody like Chantel Castanon and get away with it.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't matter if it's on the
stairs. I love this one.
Hero. Chaser.
Yes.
Yep, got a handful of that guy, and he still gets away. Well, me too, her too, and now him too. She had been walking towards 456 when the creep who was climbing the stairs grabbed her left butt cheek. The gutsy gal sprung into offensive mode, according to the Post. Chased him past the turnstiles, whacked him several times before grabbing his arm. I'm sorry, he wailed.
Mm-hmm.
He messed with the wrong victim, one police source said. You know, they always quote a police source, and sometimes they say something kind of pithy. Sometimes they just give up. He messed with the wrong victim. I don't know. I don't know. I got nothing.
Didn't write this article, then.
Astanon's boyfriend. Cheek. No. The boyfriend asked not to be identified. He's ashamed.
Oh,
Astanon's boyfriend... Who asked not to be of her?
Is it all?
He's like, I don't want to
be.
Look, I don't want this guy looking for me. I don't. Anybody would react that way. It didn't surprise me. I mean, you got to defend yourself. That's like a predator, he said. Cops are hunting for the groper, described as 20 to 30, 5'6" to 5'8", approximately 225. Last seen wearing eyeglasses, a green shirt, dark shorts, and sneakers.
You see, that's the right way to handle that, though. Instead of sitting on it for 30 years and then waiting until, you know, he's up for some job and
then
bring it up.
That's not a comfortable sit either.
No.
Not a comfortable sit.
But if everybody just did that.
Yeah, but that guy's trying to get on the Supreme Court someday.
Right?
Yeah. Shit's all out in the open.
It's all done.
It's like, hey, green shirt, eyeglasses. That's my nominee for Supreme Court.
That's.
And video proof. Look, I've done that before.
Chased after him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do. That's
have you really?
If you hop, you lose your mind.
Really?
Yes. Okay. When that is happening
to you every hour of the day,
you lose your mind.
That happens to you every hour of the day? You must feel so attractive.
The best part was my husband, we were walking the other day, and somebody said something to me, and he didn't even hear it. It was that close to my face, and it was that fast.
What was it? What did they say?
I love you.
No.
And I want to know what the end game is with any cat calling.
This wasn't a family member. It wasn't a...
Well, it may have African-American roots. I don't know.
Oh, I see what you mean.
No, like, I want to know what the end game is with
like,
cat
what
calling.
If you had said,
Well, the end game.
How many stories ever started with, well, how did mommy meet daddy? Well, mommy was walking down 14th Street and daddy went,
Stranger things have happened. Stranger things have happened. Why don't you lift that man up? Show him a different word. No, it's not that. It has nothing to do. The end result is right there. The guy, your husband, didn't do anything.
He didn't hear it. He didn't hear it.
Even if he did. But, you know, like the guy assumes he did. It's an act of aggression against the man.
It is. It's more offensive to the man than it is to the woman.
Yeah,
I turned around and I hit him.
No.
Him saying it.
Oh, it's more.
It's more aggressive towards the man because he's trying to prove his, you know, dominance in that.
Yeah.
It's so
dumb because
jokes on him. My husband's half deaf. Mission not accomplished. You know.
What's the other half?
Italian.
Half deaf, half Italian. Yo. Well, the thing is, I wouldn't get involved either. I wouldn't care if I did hear him. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you love her. That's wonderful. Would you like to take her?
Yeah.
Please.
He was like, I want to go beat that guy up. I'm like, no, you don't. And I don't want you.
You get all caught up in somebody else's emotional bullshit. You know what I mean? Like that's what the guy's probably homeless or near homeless anyway. Probably recently released.
Oh, actually,
from jail.
He looked pretty good.
Oh, hey.
All right.
So I definitely thought, well, there's an option. I still got it.
You got an option. At least there's options.
I have a backup.
Nice having Aaron McGuire here today. Aaron, where are you going to be this weekend?
Where am I going to be this weekend?
It was a joke. It was rhetorical. Here's an interesting story, but we'll get to that in a minute. Are you going to be someplace? Are you going to be working someplace? What's that like on a weekend?
Oh, you know what? No, this weekend is I'm spending time with my parents.
That's nice.
I have cleared my schedule for two nights.
Who books that?
It's
I might want to get involved on that.
Really high level. It's
Paywell.
Like CAA.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, you gotta go through the agency.
My parents' living room. Oh.
And where do they live?
Boston.
Fucking Boston.
Boston, man.
Live in Boston. Hell.
Fits so well.
I got a Boston woman at my desk. What's next? We're coming right up on time to talk to the boar, so you might want to get him on the phone. And I want to talk about this. You remember?
Oh,
that's the dialing sound right there. We're going to go right to it. I better stop fucking around. This is a semi-serious topic. This is something like. Obviously, you try to bring humor to everything, but these
guys you can't
with
this.
They're in fear for their lives.
Yeah, it's
a real
thing.
About this? Do you know about these farmer murders?
No, you got it.
That's fine. I should have sent you a link or something. And many people don't. Many people don't even think it's a thing.
Right. That's why when they hear it, they think it's a conspiracy because it sounds too outrageous to even be true, but it is, in fact.
I know,
true.
A white minority?
Where is that? South Africa.
I have no idea.
Situation is they got rid of apartheid, right?
And it was all
Mandela and his wife were a couple of commies all this time we've been celebrating them.
No,
they would do things like put tires around people's necks
necklacing.
And put fuel in there, and then like they burned to death slowly. They tortured people. It's a very brutal place.
That's what Nelson Mandela and his wife actually did. Like, people don't realize that Winnie Mandela was actually worse.
Winnie
Mandela was a terrorist of the absolute worst kind.
Like, Winnie, please.
I wish that I knew more about what this is. I have no idea.
We're about to learn. We're going to talk to this gentleman here. We have any luck making contact yet?
I talked to him. He's connected. Here he is. Stand by.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. This will be so interesting. I did a lot of research on this, and then I did some research on another thing and forgot most of what I learned. But
here
this is an important topic. Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for being here. I'm honored. How's it going? Oh, no sound. I'm sorry. Wait, 1 second. Okay, now we're good. I think I can hear you now.
Okay, good.
Sorry about
me?
That. Yeah. And listen, your name is Danny or Danny?
You pronounce it Donnie.
Donnie, and your last name?
Yes, Barnard.
Okay, and you're a farmer there in South Africa.
A boer. Boer means that's our culture. So it's Afrikaner. My grandfather farmed. My father farmed, but unfortunately, it's too dangerous to be a farmer these days. So we didn't obviously take over my grandfather's farm. But yes, we are all called Boere. That is basically what our culture is.
And what's happened to the land that your grandfather owned? Is it still in family possession, or did it get...
No. Luckily, we sold. My grandfather sold that before the land expropriation happened. It's not through yet, but it's almost happening.
Yeah.
So he passed away. My other grandfather, which the one that was murdered on his farm, farm we also sold. It's just really too dangerous to live on a farm in South Africa these days.
It's such a shame because it's something that's worked pretty well for a number of generations, for the farmers who have worked there, and the country will suffer. They're going to there's going to be some problems with food. Do you even care? At this point, I know you hate to see the farm go and not be run properly, but I mean, as far as what happens with the rest of the country, are you just done with it?
Unfortunately, we can't be done with it because we still have so many people in this country. We care about our country. We love our country. We would die for our country. And it's just a shame to see what's happening in our country. And as an Afrikaner, In our country, you just have no voice. We have no voice in this country. We have no politicians that look out for our interests. Exactly what happened in Zimbabwe, but just on a much bigger scale in South Africa, because there's a lot more of us in South Africa. And as you all know, I don't know how familiar you are with South African history, but we were here in 1652 that our people came here. Mm-hmm. That it was before America was a country. That is when we settled the what you know as Cape Town. And most of the black Bantu people came, we met them up further north more than 100 years after we came here. The indigenous people of South Africa is called the Khoi and San. They are the indigenous people of the country.
Yeah, so really when they say expropriate, as if they're taking back the land, it's really not theirs to take back. It's just, unfortunately, it seems as if it's theirs to take, and might makes right in the situation. You guys are in fear for your lives, obviously. You've already lost family members, and how are you making a living now?
I am into cryptocurrency, so I developed a device that can help make cryptocurrencies more adaptable for everyday use. So I'm busy with that stuff. It's a device that will allow shops to accept cryptocurrency as payment, and it also acts as a ATM. So we're trying to build a alternative banking system because our currency is busy collapsing, and we have saw what happened in Zimbabwe. So I'm trying to help people in that way.
This feels like an elaborate product placement now.
Yes.
I didn't mean that.
I admire you, Donnie, because if I'd gone through some of the things that you've gone through, I think that I would just give up, and it seems like you've definitely found a way to do even way better than I'm doing now, and nothing bad has happened. Cryptocurrency is expensive, from what I understand. Now you've seen this coming a long time, right? I can't remember the guy's name. Julius, what's his last name?
Malema, Julius Malema.
Yeah, he is. He's the one who leads the charge on a lot of this stuff. Seems like kind of a popular guy.
So Julius Malema became famous in the U.S. recently after Tucker Carlson featured some of the footage in his report. So Julius Malema is the leader of the EFF. The EFF is the third biggest political party in the country. They have a lot of seats in parliament, but they have so much power. He's one of the most famous figures in our country. And very, very extreme, very radical. He is the one who constantly sings at the rallies to his following to kill basically all the Boer people, which is my people. He was part of the ruling party, which is the ANC. He was the leader of the Youth League. And he branched off and started his own party. But most of the policies that he pushed, the ANC eventually adopts. So we don't really know what's going on. It seems just a little bit odd.
He seems to call the shots, doesn't he? He's him and all his followers, they're all wearing red, and they all have the same outfit on. It's very intimidating. It's very, because, you know, when they are in, you know, a session, you know, I've watched some of these things, your government, you know, happening, and it's clearly like the way the wind's blowing, you know, because he's saying what everybody wants to hear. Let's just take the land, and let's, you know... I like the he. One of the statements he made: "We're not calling for the killing of whites yet, mm-hmm. at this time, or something like that." I mean, how does that make you feel? Like a marked man, huh?
As white South Africans, we face threats like that on a daily basis, especially on social media. And as I never expected to become, as you can maybe call it now, an activism or activist. Myself and Willem Petzer, who is also a very prominent YouTuber in the country, and many others, young South Africans that decided enough is enough, that we need to stand up and tell the world the truth that is going on. We get threats on a daily basis, death threats. And in our country, which is a very violent society, as I said in my original video, you have to take those threats very seriously. As I said in my video that on Twitter, that all South Africans, not even the white South Africans, we care about all our citizens. Because I don't know if you guys know, but a few days ago, they actually released our crime statistics. So in South Africa per day, there's about 57 murders a day. Sorry, guys, my... light just went out here. I just want to switch it on. Sorry.
Oh, Christ, so, man. Oh, look out your window. This could be some kind of a setup or something. You say the crime is just skyrocketing. Yeah.
So crime is out of control. It's 57 murders a day. We are the rape capital of the world. So we live in a very violent society. And then when you get threats like that, you have to take them serious. We are kind of used to that rhetoric. That's very anti-Afrikaner. We, as the Afrikaners, are obviously enemy number one. The English South Africans also, they are enemy, also enemies to them. They also demonize them all the time. And what a lot of people don't understand, it's also people in suburbs and in homes and houses. You're just constantly in danger in this country. It's not a safe country.
Yeah.
It's a very, very violent country.
And you have your own language, Afrikaans. And this is, maybe it was a year or two ago. They're trying to get it out of the universities. And it's amazing to me how they still paint Afrikaans as like oppressors, you know, when you're, and that's going back to, I guess, apartheid from 20 years ago. But I mean, clearly that's not the case at this point.
No, not at all. They definitely attacking our language, our culture. They're basically trying to erase our history. They try to take out all our statues. They want to take out languages out of the school. So it's now 3 a.m. South African time. So yesterday, the 24th of September, was actually Heritage Day, South African Heritage Day.
Yeah.
So as the lie was sold as a rainbow nation, and that South Africa's for all who live in it. Julius Malema actually said they must remove the Afrikaans part out of the national anthem. That's at the point where we're at. It's very anti-Afrikaans, very anti-white in the country. And I was so disappointed when I watched the UN stream yesterday, when our president addressed the UN, and what he said was completely the opposite and exactly what they are doing to us. I was so shocked when I watched that. The ANC are very, very deceitful. They deceive a lot of people. They are masters. They were trained by communists back in the day. Most of them were on even the CIA's terrorist list, and most of them were convicted for terrorism acts because they actually planted bombs and killed people. That is why they were in jail.
And people don't even want to acknowledge that. It's such a feel-good story. We got all caught up in the United States in the 80s with Mandela and everybody being so anti-apartheid, which I don't really know anything about apartheid. You know, but I do know that Mandela was like a pretty violent communist sort of activist and Winnie as well. Can you talk about that?
That's a very dangerous topic to talk about if you because you guys can just imagine. But Winnie Mandela, his wife, she was very violent as well. She burned a lot of people with the necklacing. She's very famous for that.
Yeah.
Where they put the tire around people and they pour petrol, or as you call it, gasoline, and they light the people on fire. She was also accused of killing Stompy, which was a person that they say was an informant for the apartheid police. They did some very violent stuff, but there's a very good documentary on this topic. It's called Tainted Heroes, which basically tells you exactly what the ANC was about back in the days, how they operated.
Oh, well, be sure and check that out. Now, you've watched it happen over the years and become aware that you're increasingly less and less welcome and that, you know, you're, in fact, they resent you. They want your heritage gone. You know, and now it's become a governmental thing. It's become their actual like policy. Like you said, I think they have. Unless I was mistaken, they've started taking two farms. At this point, they've started that process, and without any sort of like legal, you know, the due process and all that kind of stuff. I guess my question is, like, where do you see this going? I mean,
there's just no clarity on this whole expropriation. Just to give you guys a short little idea or history, if I can call it that. So since the ANC has taken over in 1994, they actually acquired 4,000 farms. And to this date, only 6% of those 4,000 farms, they've actually transferred the title deeds to the people, which were previously disadvantaged. And so that just proves the point that AfriForum, the civil rights group organization, has to say that it's not about helping their own people or anything. It's about gaining as much power as possible. And out of those 4,000 farms, 90% of them fail. So they take productive commercial farms and they fail. So that is what we are saying, that they are endangering the lives of all the South African people because they want to kill off basically the productive farms.
It's perverse.
Give it to inexperienced people. And there's also a lot of race-based laws in our country just by our own skin color. So in the workspace, you guys call it affirmative action, but we've got it on steroids here. It's called BEE, Black Economical Empowerment. So what that means is it in the workspace, it must represent the nation's demographic. So basically, we are 8% of the population. So if you own a business, you can only employ 8% white people. The rest must be black people. So what happened when they took over, they fired all the experienced engineers and people in high positions and very specialized positions. And due to this BEE policy and most of our, if not all of our government and the crucial institutions have failed due to this policy. Cape Town ran out of water because the engineers were not very competent to handle the immense growth of the city and the planning and all that stuff. So, and also Eskom, which is our only electricity provider, which is also state-owned. They have the monopoly on that. We run out of power many times. We can't keep the lights on. So we have.
So your lights already gone off once, yeah. From the
but that was not due to load shedding.
Who knows, though? Well, it's just remarkable that for a theory, you know, just in the name of, you know, like what is right on paper, they believe they can watch all these industries go in the gutter and everything. Just it's like they're flushing a really great country with a lot of resources right down the toilet.
Yeah, back to the story of the farms. You said about the two farms that was on the list. So there was, there's, like I said, there's just no clarity. And the Chinese, there's a lot of Chinese interest in here. Mm-hmm. And they just don't want to tell us what's going on. So the president actually said in parliament that he will not give us the terms of conditions. He has it under control. The people of the country do not have to worry. So we, and one of time. our... one of our friends in our network, he actually made a map. And he pinpointed all these 200 farms that they identified on the list, which they want to expropriate first. And ironically, all those farms match up exactly to where a lot of minerals are.
Where a lot of
minerals.
Minerals. Oh, I see. Yeah, oh, yes. The they want the minerals.
They want the minerals.
Fascinating. Well, does it now the high crime rate and what's happening with the Boers? That's kind of two separate things, isn't it? Like, does it bother you when you see it in the media conflated? That, like, you know, people say we don't need to be upset about the white farmers because crime is bad everywhere and the black poor have it worse than anybody. Does that bother you?
It's the weirdest thing. I don't know how to explain it to you guys. If we see all this fake news about trying to tell us how our reality is, the people who actually live here and see and experience things.
Yes.
But the best thing is that their story always changes. Our story is always the same. At first, they said it was just robberies that went bad. Then they said it was wage disputes. Now they say it's a conspiracy theory. So we can't really keep up with the counter arguments. But our argument is always the same, that we say, just show us one country in this world where farmers are attacked at this rate and where politicians actually sing and encourage this behavior. And nothing is done around the world. And these people are seen as heroes all over the world. And we are vilified.
The UN doesn't seem to care. And it's as if you guys are sort of like really left out in the cold. Australia has been friendly. Any thought of going to Perth?
Australia would be amazing if we can go there, but unfortunately the proposal that Mr. Dutton made from Australia was opposed by the left-wing parties in the country, so there's no new news on that. So we don't have any hope yet, but Russia has started to open up the idea of taking about 15,000 farmers in there. But the problem is if 15,000 farmers go, this country will collapse. As they are providing, we only have about an estimate of 35,000 commercial farmers left in the country. There was at a point 125,000. Most have left the country. Many of them have been killed, and many of them have give up farming due to the danger of being a farmer in this country. So we only have about 35,000 commercial farmers left, and we have a population of around 4 million white South Africans. So if they go, we all suffer.
It's going to be
a very tricky situation.
Expensive produce there in South Africa. Now, you also made the point that, like, the farms, when they do, like, take the land, and most of that just goes to waste, the farms go to pot. And, you know, you have a situation where I think people have been sold a bill of goods a little bit. They think if they just have land, they hear this land, I want land. I keep hearing the word land. And there was one woman in particular they interviewed. What would you do with land? What does that mean to you? And she goes, you know, just sit on the porch and, you know, talk to my grandkids. It just was, she had no idea. And then we, on the other hand, the people who are farming now in South Africa are very committed to it. They have to be at this point. And so sometimes I do understand they'll take the land and then they'll offer a cash buyout or they can have the land that they can work. And almost all of the citizens for whom the land was confiscated will just take the cash.
Or they will sell it back to the farmer. Or they will run it into the ground and they will buy it back for cheaper.
It's just a disaster. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you go from here. I mean, like, you're going to stay in South... Where exactly are you right now?
I am in Gauteng, and I don't want to give away my real exact location because it's kind of dangerous, but I am close to the capital of the country. But the problem is we have a very small family left. Most of our family have passed away. So it's only me, my two brothers, my aunt, and my mother left. And we can never, ever leave my mom behind because she's too old to legally immigrate to any country.
Oh, damn.
So that is the real tricky situation that we sit in. And my mom is actually still in the farming, and she would love to move to a country and move a farm. She breeds and farms with exotic birds and animals, which she exports all over the world. It's a very successful business, and she would love to take that business to any other country where we are safe and just gonna have a normal life like any normal person wants on this planet.
It seems like so little to ask for in 2018, doesn't it? It's just, it's amazing how regressive and violent and dangerous it's become over there, and that's communism, I suppose, and that's what happens when communism really takes hold, and it becomes, it's just so unbelievably cruel and wrong and unfair. I wish you guys the best, but I can't imagine how it could possibly turn around. You know, well, it seems like
at what point do you, you know, arm yourselves and actually start your own army? I mean, honestly, is there any thought of that?
We had that back in the old days. It was called the commando system, which were there to protect the farmers in the rural areas. And that's when the farm murders and the attacks were at the lowest point ever. But the ANC, back when they were still busy with their terrorism, they got a lot of weapons from communist states. Mm-hmm. And they used to plant a lot of like landmines and stuff on farms and stuff like that. But when they took over, they took 400,000 weapons from the farmers, and now they're busy again. They're trying to take another 300,000 weapons. It's very hard to obtain mm-hmm. weapons in the country. We have got very, very strict gun laws, and now they're trying to use the excuse as the high crime rate as to the cause of the problems, which is it's not. 90 to 98% of the crimes are illegal weapons that are used.
It's the exact same thing here, man. The exact same thing. People who are lawful gun owners, they go shoot targets. They have them for protection. Otherwise, they're not getting the gun out to go rob a liquor store in the meantime, or shoot someone in the street, or commit a rape with it. And yet, those are the ones who take the most flack. Thank God we have the Second Amendment. But like, people should look at this, what's happening with you guys, as a cautionary tale, because once you don't have your weapons, you know, what do you do? What a lot of people want to know is, what can we do? I was proud of our president for tweeting about it, and I was glad to see that you felt that it had some impact. Is there anything how can we support?
It really, really meant so much for us when President Trump acknowledged the situation and that he had the guts to speak out against this, what is happening. And that, in the first time in decades, gave us hope that finally the world is starting to take notice of our situation. And the reason I made my video was immediately Donald Trump was attacked by the media, even our left-wing media. We only have left-wing media. There's no alternative media in our country. That's why we are starting to get news out on YouTube and Twitter.
The parallels.
Imagine that. Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's just striking the parallels between your country and our country. It's kind of the same thing here. Yeah.
That's what they want for us.
And now, is there any danger of you being taken off of YouTube, losing the voice that you have?
Yes. We had a Discord server which grew very quickly. We had a lot of friends from overseas that worry about us, that want to talk to us themselves to get the firsthand experience. And Antifa actually attacked that group of ours. It's called Unicorn Riot, which is Antifa group. So they infiltrated our server and they posted some stuff, content on our Discord server. And they took screenshots. And immediately some of your mainstream media even ran the story on, and within a half an hour, they took our Discord server down.
Jesus, dude, man. Mm-hmm. So what can we do? I mean, other than spread awareness, I'm a big fan of Donald Trump, too. I have a coin right here. It's a cryptocurrency. It's a gold Donald Trump coin. And he gave us hope the same way that he gave you hope. So, you know, I hope that that his saying that, you know, maybe awareness, you know, grows to the point where they can be. Is there any shame to be had over there?
Can we send you guns? Can we ship you weapons? Like, what do we do here? Honestly,
that is very illegal. That is very illegal.
No, I know, but I think at this point we're past the point of worrying what's illegal over there.
No,
and I think you need to have an army.
You're looking at a guy that doesn't want to go to prison.
All right, I guess. It was me.
As bad as it is.
We are very peaceful people. We do not want war, but we will defend ourselves as best as we can. Mm-hmm. But the best thing now is you guys can't even imagine how much hope it gives us just by talking to us. And for the first time in decades, just giving us a platform and just to hear our side of the story, and because the story always have two sides.
Yeah.
And that's what I asked in the video that I made on Twitter, to please do your own due diligence. Don't listen to the media, the mainstream media. I don't think they are very fair and honest in their reporting. And just talk about it, because that already had a major impact. The day Donald Trump made that tweet, our government backtracked immediately. It was really amazing to see. But immediately the mainstream media started attacking, and they have the backing of China, so they are very arrogant and think they can do exactly as they please. The Chinese actually, it's very scary that's going on in Africa with the Chinese. They're literally taking over here. They basically placed military surface-to-air missiles on our border in Zimbabwe and stuff. So we don't really know what's going on here.
Oh, boy. Boy, it's just constant instability. Listen, check back in with us in a few weeks or something, will you? We'd love to talk again.
That would be great. And we've got some other good people in our network. Willem Petzer, he's coming on later on your show. I asked for him to come on tonight. And we've got Renee Krier. We've got Klipkop. We've got good people in our network. We would love to send those guys to you. I would also suggest some other people for you guys. And thank you for following me on Twitter and for caring about us and just for telling our story and sharing our story. That already means the world to us, and we don't know how to thank you for that.
I thank you for the same thing. Yeah, I appreciate it. Talk again soon. Take care. Godspeed. That's Donnie. Man.
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's serious over there. It is.
Can you believe I didn't learn how to pronounce his name? I'm such an asshole.
Donnie.
Making it about me. That is an extraordinary. Now, do you feel enlightened about this?
A little more informed, yeah. I need to start doing some serious reading.
I read dozens of articles about this, or checked in with dozens of articles, and you would not believe how many of them run this, like, apologist kind of, you know, crap about
this.
It's
not that bad. Newsweek had a story about how maybe it's not so bad for the white farmers to lose their land. Like, that was a legit story that Newsweek ran.
Like, look, you know, shit was fucked up.
Right, yeah.
And so they don't need their land.
Yeah.
Coming up in a bit, we will have, because really, all we can do is move on. We could discuss this all night. But if you have thoughts about this and you want to talk about it, by all means, give us a call. We'll stay 15 minutes late.
Wow.
Tonight, because we had a lot of discussion. We want to do some comedy. We have a shoe reviewer coming back on.
I heard
that. Review some sneakers. I don't know what that's all about. I don't.
I heard a little bit about it.
Need that, you know? Yeah. But they will give you a shoe review.
Right.
Oh. Nothing like a new shoe review.
Are these the ones that were on sale at Nordstrom for $530?
No.
What?
$530, and they were taped up.
The sneakers.
What shit is that?
Taped sneakers.
Oh, that's an outrage. That's the kind of thing that outrages a woman.
That's what my girlfriend makes. She actually makes those shoes.
Taped sneakers.
You make those taped up shoes?
She is in the shoe business.
Wait. You're telling me that your girlfriend is a 10-year-old Asian girl?
Yes. That is. Close.
Comes out.
Close.
How's it going, Peter? How are you over there? Did you know you're from Westwood One? You know all about news.
Yes.
So none of that surprises you, does it?
No. It's an old hat for me.
Oh yes, old hat, as they say. Donnie's not still on the line, is he? I don't want him to overhear all this. Boy, that guy's, yeah, a bit dramatic, isn't he? Of course, that is a horrible situation. Like,
no.
Situation.
I don't know. No. They're not,
he did say that if anybody wants to help or find out more information, you can check out a website called helptheboer.com. Boer spelled B-O-E-R. Helptheboer.com.
Right. Helptheboer.com.
They need guns.
Com.
They need guns. That's what they need. Guns.
I like that you made it sound like you could FedEx them.
Well,
to
no.
It.
I mean,
it's like I'll just wrap it up in some guns? Bubble wrap.
I have a lot of guns I'm not using anymore now that I've moved to New York. I'll pay the shipping and handling charges.
Oh, did you leave them in Bahrain? In your hammock?
They AKA issue you weapons in Bahrain. That's like part of like,
Andrea from Bahrain speaking.
If they got them shooting off at weddings, I mean, just ship one of
send
those.
Send them to South Africa where they can really.
I used to have a gun. I'd fire
shoot
over my
them
head.
Horizontally. It's much more effective that way.
You know who fucked it up? Eastside Dave.
Oh no.
Eastside Dave stole my prop.
Oh,
started
no.
using it, and he can't pull off a gun in hand. It's frightening.
Yeah, with him, that would be.
With me, it's kind of funny. You're like, oh, there's a fun guy with a gun. Dave, it's like,
holy shit.
Is that loaded for real? I've seen him do this, but I want to know if that's loaded. Eastside Dave Show. By the way, if you haven't heard of it, it's on Tuesday nights, and sometimes I sit in for Roy Harder, give him a little bit of Dixon magic.
Hmm.
Harder and Dixon. That sounds like nice. A porn.
Harder.
Ooh, yeah.
Dixon. Does. How about a brand of cider called Dixon,
Dixon
Cider?
Harder.
That's right. I'll put it inside a woman. So we don't have any, besides my chick and my wig, no ads tonight. That'd be funny if we broke in with a Quicken ad right in the middle of that interview with, I am in my fear Quicken. For my life. And yeah. You know, buying a home is one of the most important decisions. How about a random forklift accident from the Orient, the mysterious Orient?
They do not have a lot of safety regulations.
They do not. They don't. It's weird, wild forklift stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
Here we are. Now this is a
we're
this
gonna
is a
see
familiar
it?
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
And of course it's a forklift. It happens in slow motion.
There's a guy.
And this is an accident you might not be able to look
this
away
is
from.
Not going well.
It has multiple climaxes.
No.
He's just
nope.
He's
see, not happening. Okay. One, not two, three.
No! Yes.
That's
not good.
Oh my God!
She's
no.
Here's the punchline.
We don't.
Thomas laughed harder than Bobo
film.
At
oh
Middle Eastern immigrant violence.
It's funny because
she survived. We
no!
have any
got a billion of them over there. You know what I mean? It's like,
you don't survive that.
We watched a snuff film. We just watched a snuff film.
Are you aroused by that? Snuff films are arousing. That's not arousing.
Go back to Dixon Harder. I want to see that
a climax unlike any other.
Ridiculous.
Make
are
the
you
show
kidding
so
me?
Terrible.
No. I mean, look,
that was
happens,
it went one,
let's watch it just one more
again.
Time. Just
oh
once
my
just
God.
Once more.
Just once more.
Just once more.
No,
look, wait, one more time.
You see?
See, like, oh, we have to
this
go.
This is where it. They went wrong.
See, now we have to learn from the mistakes. We shouldn't if the thing's about
this
to topple.
This is the shittiest city
no,
planning.
This is the most committed employee in China.
Already,
oh, no, don't turn over. Don't turn over. Oh, I slipped.
Oh, no. Squash.
I can't.
And then they try to move.
Are we watching
this? I don't know. And it's like, it makes it worse.
Oh, wait, there's somebody under here. Oh,
that's
Jesus.
Worse.
Oh, that's what did it. She dead now.
If she wasn't. If she wasn't before.
Oh, my God. I'm like hot watching that. I just. Not hot.
She's getting really
sweating.
The video didn't make it happen. It happened a long time ago. And
it just happened yesterday.
Yesterday.
This happened 18 hours ago.
No.
How about a guy? Let's watch a funnier video. A guy.
Would you have a cat video to maybe cleanse the palate after?
Does?
Not the kind of cat video you want to see here.
We don't do that here, sorry.
I'm gonna make you feel better. That was Chinese Jackass we were watching.
Stop it! Oh my God!
What do you have? A cell phone robbery? What do you have?
Oh, good.
Something.
Hey, something. Cell phone robbery.
Yes. Okay. Oh. I want to see. I want to see a bungled robbery
with somebody
these
dying.
This can be funny because it's like karma's an instant bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this guy is not trying to save a thing from turning over.
Oh, there he goes. Oh no! And then he goes for it.
No.
And then she gets the gun.
And then just leaves.
And then loses his his pants.
Yep.
Wait, that was the last
that
part.
Is
Mister, you forgot your gun
and your
really
pants.
Really bungled. Let's watch that again. It's he fucks it up so quickly and weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
Look, she seems
so
really
he
chill.
Takes out the what he drops the gun on the other side. I gotta get my gun. She picks up the gun. He runs out. His pants are literally
falling
down.
Off.
This is almost too stupid to be real.
See, this is amazing.
That's what happens when white people try to commit crimes. We just
oh my god,
stupid! What is happening?
This
there, and he kicks.
Oh,
the door
he kicks
open.
It right. The leap to kick
you know
the door.
I mean,
does
like
it.
He makes the exit. He hits the hole on the way out. You know, the
this
defense was strong, and
move.
The line of scrimmage held up. You know what? This is going to win the Toilet Bowl Award for sure. Don't you think? This is a Toilet Bowl Award winner.
What is this store? Is it like a trophy?
I think it's a jewelry
shop?
Store.
It's supposed to be a cell phone store.
Oh, cell phone store.
Cell phones,
all of that for a cell phone?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's lots
we
of phones for calling
police. Do we
even have
cash anymore?
No, I know. I was about to say, what's he going to rob?
Like, what? Again, what's the end game?
Not in the standard uniform there. He's in his...
Kick it open and run.
Broncos gear. See, how did that...
I feel like he's wearing a shirt that says "World's Greatest Dad." And
right? Yeah, it says
like,
"World's
number
Greatest
one Dad."
Yeah.
That guy is in his 20s, I think.
Oh,
he's an inexperienced. Oh.
Yeah, there it is.
It's like the leap out the door.
Yeah,
he makes
that's
a
the
leap
best one.
Out the door.
That's the best part.
He actually
leap.
Kicks the door open somewhat.
Leap caused the pants to drop.
You ever break any laws like you know anything more interesting than
I was Irish. Little... I was raised Irish Catholic, so I was guilty before anything's ever happened.
Oh, I
never tried.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah, and when you have red hair, it's kind of a tell. So I'd be that. And you know what? I'm clumsier than that guy. I would be the that.
You would
asshole.
Be the one to drop the gun. And...
Come now, I think you, no, you'd be like the chick in Pulp Fiction at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'll kill every one of you motherfuckers.
Oh standing yeah, see that's table. My alter ego, but in reality, I'm more like a Muppet.
It wouldn't work.
I understand.
Out that way.
No. Now, father and son in Texas, where they're a shirtless father and son shooting. You don't get any better than this. Mm-hmm. You might have seen this clip.
Oh, yeah,
the Post headline: shirtless dad. Son arrested for gunning down neighbor in trash fight. The article's a little misleading. It doesn't mention the guy who got shot was threatening to kill the father and son. He's brandishing a baseball bat. We all know how dangerous a baseball bat can be in the hands of a neighbor or a schizophrenic old lady.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, schizophrenia, that diagnosis should be instant execution.
Yes.
They're just going to cut somebody's head off.
No good.
I know that they're sick, but they're guilty by reason of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry if you're schizophrenic, but you know what? Congratulations. Laws aren't what they should be. So until we catch up, do we have that video? Let's watch shirtless dads and sons.
Oh, already.
Now, why didn't my dad and me, we never did anything fun like this together.
Hold
on,
motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
Let's listen to the argument.
All right, quiet.
Get away from him.
Come get it. Go.
Back off.
Go get my BB gun. I'm going to put 9 in this motherfucker.
Back off.
I'm standing at the dumpster, bitch.
Boy, Guy Fieri has really got himself in shape.
Hey, you hear him saying he's going to kill me?
You're supposed to say let himself go?
Yeah, put the gun on his gun.
He's an improvement.
You pulled a gun in front of our children.
You pulled a gun in front of my kids. Went for a fucking mattress. Fuck you.
Uh-oh.
Point at me, motherfucker.
See, it's the woman behind him that is the reason that this whole thing happened.
I'm standing my ground, motherfucker.
Hey, you swing.
No, you ain't.
You're in an alley. You're not
in
your home, sir.
You came out to the alley to pour the gun.
Right,
I will kick your dead. I promise you, you're dead.
It is an alley.
You're in an alley with a fucking shotgun, you old piece of shit. I'm going to kill you.
I doubt it.
Bet.
Okay, I mean.
You might want to stop yelling.
Oh, no. I don't give a fuck. I will fucking kill you. You pulled a gun from my kid.
Don't come. You
pull
better back up.
One more time
now.
Before I'm taking it out and put a bullet through your head.
No, you
bet. Point it out.
Take a swing.
Point it out.
That's a
point
bat.
It out.
He's got a gun. You brought a bat
point
to a gunfight.
Go
you should just walk
point
away at,
at
this point.
You can't.
Point
it's
at
Texas.
Me.
You can't
back
walk
back
away.
Point it
it'll take your yard, your wife, everything you got.
Back off.
He's
telling
him.
He's really calm for a solid B cup.
Well, he's got a. He's got a.
You're a bitch. I'm gonna kill you too.
Oh man!
Fuck you, you little faggot. Yeah, how's your wife and my kids, you bitch?
What a nice
Eddie Powers move.
He said, hey,
that was good.
I'm cast my semen upon you.
I better quit threatening.
I doubt it. I ain't threatening shit. You walked out the
you
fucking door.
20 minutes ago,
faggot.
You better quit it.
Somebody better get shot at you.
Don't worry. It'll happen. That gun's going to go off. It was brought in the second act. It's going to go off.
Exactly.
Okay. Is anyone else upset
you're
that this is shot vertically?
Yeah, it's the worst part.
Shoot me.
That's it.
Yes. Point it.
Oh, Christ.
Point it.
Oh!
Good!
Yeah. Ed! That's the end of that one.
No! He's still taping.
No! Listen to that dumb whore. No! I didn't see this coming. Oh, my God. What a shock.
How did this happen?
It was guns and fighting. And
how did that happen?
What?
Oh,
you shot him. Oh, my God. Why did you do it?
Oh, my God.
That how lady's still
wait,
yelling.
Just watch the second snuff
yes,
film.
Yes, two people died tonight.
Well, look. I mean, you know.
Cat video.
If this gets you all excited and hot and bothered.
Oh, my God.
How about the guy with the bat? He actually swung the bat at the guy's head.
Did you see that?
Fearful? The, I don't know.
There was a lot.
How about a crazy Russian who's under arrest in Brooklyn for using a racial slur a ridiculous number of times towards a female cop? That sounds fun.
Sounds good.
Let's watch now number six. This one might be a little. I might cheer you up. I don't think anybody gets killed. She can only handle so much death, and I understand. Let's listen to some racial slurs.
Oh yeah, this was good.
Nigga.
The patience of that.
Oh, it's okay because he's using it with the A.
Right.
No hard R.
It's like a rap song.
Nigga,
she deserves a medal.
I think she's like Aaron's husband. She don't hear it.
Oh my God!
That calling really has gotten out of control.
Oh my God.
Every time that word gets said on the show, I get a bonus. That's one good thing. By the way.
Oh no, still.
This is.
Wow.
Never ended?
I mean,
like,
it ran out of battery.
She never hauled off and just cold cocked him.
No.
Well, no, she's a police officer. She has to be a professional. That guy's handcuffed. If she does that, she'll go to jail. He's trying to provoke her, and she don't have to take that. I don't know if she's a hero. Hell, she just she can withstand a lot. You know what? She probably hears that word quite a bit if she listens to rap.
It's true.
There's a part two to that video.
Oh, part
two. Oh, good. Okay, great.
Oh, please.
This is from the Crime Report Simulator.
Oh, no.
Part two is just another 5 minutes of...
Oh, man.
Now he's just changed the
second verse of the rap.
second
verse, same as the first. A little bit louder and a little bit worse.
Why don't they just put him in a car? You know what I mean?
I'm racist.
He's racist.
Why don't they put him in a car?
It's only people... You see, that's the thing. Pause it 1 second.
Nobody's going to remix this.
1 second pause, if you don't mind, Drew. Just pause it. See, here's the thing about this. They say that you can't be racist unless you have power, right? Mm. Clearly, this man has a lot of power.
Right.
All right. A lot of prestige. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of racism to give. Okay, now let's go. I want to hear him say it a few more times.
Is it going to keep...
What do you think he's going to say this time?
Probably a lot of the same. Look, she's got pink gloves on.
Yeah.
Oh, we can turn the volume back up. We're missing all the...
Oh my God.
He's got a lot to say.
Apparently.
He's remixing now.
Oh, my God. Why?
If you're waiting for the scratching, that's what he's doing behind his back.
Oh, see?
There it goes. He called it.
How about that?
He called it.
Made it a little song.
That was it.
Oh, my.
Well, wow. God damn. See, that's what happens when nobody gets shot. Somebody just keeps doing the dumb shit they shouldn't be doing.
Tasers.
Sometimes, Aaron, you have to admit, sometimes somebody just needs to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is. How about, let's talk about...
And run over by a tractor.
Blast.
Sometimes you got to run someone over with a tractor.
With a tractor.
That was an accident.
A forklift. It was a forklift.
That was, first of all, it was an accident. Second of all, it was China. Who gives a shit? Mary Kay Letourneau. You remember her? Blast from the past.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
My. She's repeating her claim now that she said she had no idea what she was doing was wrong. She told this to Australian media. Mm-hmm. Now, that's misleading because she said to Australian media, I had no idea... That it was wrong. That there was a law against this, a specific law.
Wow.
So Maybe, in, you know how in Australia everything's backwards?
Right.
You know,
I was about to say, maybe they're just down. Getting that news.
It's like,
now,
did you know this? Did you know when they when you flush the toilet in Australia?
It was the other way.
It actually flows up out of the bowl and into the air.
It's like space.
It goes up into your butthole.
It's like space.
Yeah.
It's like space.
No gravity.
Yeah, the shit just comes out of the toilet in Australia.
And nobody can hear you scream. So she raped a student when he was 12.
Wow.
A lot of people say, oh, that kid's just lucky. He's just lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Is he lucky? First of all, the kid can't do anything about it. He's 12. He's powerless to say no.
True.
You're 12. And so, and she was...
She's a teacher.
A hot piece of ass.
Yeah, she was not bad looking.
Mary Kay Letourneau, no. Very, a lot more attractive than I recall her being.
Not in her Lifetime TV movies. Or whoever plays her. What,
there it is.
Yeah, remember, there's a, isn't there...
Now that's what I call rape.
I could have sworn that was on there. She was, 34-year-old sixth grade teacher in Seattle when she came into the national spotlight for her illicit affair with one of her students, a mother of four. She was married to her first husband. She had a mother of four, married to her first husband, convicted of raping a Vili Fulau, sentenced to 7 years in prison.
He's Filipino or something.
Didn't they get married?
They got married. It was a whole thing.
It certainly did.
It was a disaster.
And he was 13 when he had his first kid.
Right. Because he got her pregnant.
That's how they found out. That was the first part of it.
Right.
It was he jizzed in her, and then she was fertile.
So poetic.
Yeah, I am kind of. You are. I have a Bukowski-esque type poetry.
A gentle way with words.
Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a 19-year-old. He has a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old, Georgia, Audrey in Georgia. When she got out of prison... Like, she only did a couple of years, and then she made a beeline for this kid, got pregnant again, went back to prison, had another kid in prison. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I can't stop raping this kid.
Wow.
I just can't stop.
Now that's there it is. What I call rape.
And the grandmother had to raise the girls until she was released. This is is the kid lucky?
No,
he's fucking in his 30s now.
Yeah, no, he's screwed.
And he's still with this bitch.
His life is ruined. And what is she like in her
60s? Old lady now.
And now she's not even hot anymore.
That kid's. She fucked up his whole life. He could have teenage years doing whatever, have fun, play the field, maybe fuck some different teachers.
Right.
I'm looking up to see who played Mary Kay Letourneau in her Lifetime TV movie.
Well, she couldn't have been more attractive than the real thing. Maybe a file photo.
There was a hotter one, too.
File photo of a. She was very attractive.
No, there was a hotter teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Ended up doing porn after her, after she got caught.
I brought my pencil.
What was her name?
Give me something to write on.
Penelope Ann Miller played her.
Oh, Penelope Ann Miller.
Just so
Penelope
you know.
Ann Miller. Okay, we'll do a side-by-side. Penelope Ann Miller and
Mary Kay
Letourneau. A couple of three-name skanks.
Current. Yeah.
And, current, I don't know. Like, show her sitting in court. There was a photo of her sitting in court, and I was like, she is bewitching in court.
Most recent.
Sitting there being guilty of something. The 21-year-old daughter calls her father a friend dad.
Oh!
Good. Oh, good. That's good.
Look at that.
There you go.
That's the worst picture of her, and she's still a piece of ass. The answer is yes. Hard yes. Look at her neck. Not bad for that age.
My chicken, my wig.
There it is.
Yes, exactly. My chicken, my wig. The answer is yes. I don't even have to be drunk. No beers. Although, there's better pictures. You Google something and you're like, images, and you can just go through a bunch of them?
That's horrifying,
that's what
you know. Have you ever Google imaged yourself?
Oh, Christ, no. I don't even think I'm on the Google.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I'm not so sure.
Okay.
I'll Google image myself and there's like a lacrosse player somewhere.
Yeah.
Named Aaron McGuire.
I Google imaged you.
Did you?
Oh, boy. I saw the woman who played you in the TV movie.
It was Penelope Ann Miller.
Look at that. Is that the actress or is that her?
No, that's her. That's Mary
Look at Letourneau. Look at that. That's an oil painting right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's not a very attractive shirt
like
or anything.
It's in court, too. Like, that's not when she's all done up.
That's your moving day clothes. You know?
Girl with the pearl earring, but a
12-year-old could say no. Now, she looks terrible there. Is that his daughter or is that her?
That's her.
That's bad.
That's the
guy, too, right?
Yeah, that's the guy. He's like, man, I really fucked up. Seriously,
what the hell did I do?
With a face like that, he didn't have much going for him anyway.
No, I mean, like, he would smile if he wasn't with this old lady.
She doesn't look old. I think she looks good there.
Well, she's considerably older than him.
Well, yeah.
And is this? These are the actors then, right?
No.
That's not Penelope. That's the actors.
Penelope Ann Miller.
No.
I know what Vili Filau looks like.
Oh.
Okay, Drew, who is that? Go to the right.
I don't know. I'm on that thing in Google where you click around the images.
Go to the right, and it should say. If you click the photo.
It says Mary Kay, whatever, claims she was wrongfully imprisoned.
Okay, well, there
That's what it says?
Yeah.
That's not him. That must be some other student she's fucking. Because that is not that dude.
That's
dangerous
the
picture to
guy.
Wear a tube top.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I guess that does look like her. Look at those lips. We need a shoe review, for Christ's
sake. Yeah, that's Mary.
Are we getting one of those? Where's the little Asian boy?
It looks like Kate plus 8 right there.
It does. That's right.
Kate plus 8. Now,
she.
People get so confused about rape. They were, by the way, separated, and now they have somehow reconciled. Oh, shit, he can't get away. Now, there's a 19-year-old Long Island woman who filed a bogus rape complaint against two Sacred Heart University football players.
That never happened.
She was
my husband's school.
It never happens. Never. You're right. This is a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-million, a very rare event. This is, like, more rare than when The Wizard of Oz would come on TV once a year.
I've never heard of this before.
19-year-old false rape claim, a bogus rape complaint. We'll be back with the full story on that. Oh, well I'm going to tell it now, maybe. Who knows? It says here she was sentenced to a year in jail, and she got a tongue-lashing from the judge.
Could they use a different word?
Of course she did.
Did somebody finger her in court? Like, that's the same word.
Fingered
these
by
words
these.
Words are horrifying. That is purposeful.
She was fingered by the student and then given a tongue lashing by the judge.
And then the bailiff rubbed her clit.
Again, with your poetry.
Yes, it just puts it right over the top. Just
a little single entendre. You can only take it one way.
Oh, wow.
Nikki Yovino, she first told cops in October 2016, the two players from Fairfield, Connecticut, they forced her to have sex in a bathroom at a booze-filled party. Boy, if it's not a booze-filled party, just not a party. By the way, that reminds me, tonight's show brought to you by cigarettes. No, I cannot let a single episode go by that I don't mention the rich, smooth tobacco flavor of cigarettes. It doesn't matter which kind you smoke, just that you smoke. And soon. Because you know what? You might die tomorrow. Who knows? Cigarettes. Don't let anybody stop you. Everyone's going to try and stop you. Don't let them. Be your own man. If you're a woman, who cares if you smoke? Don't worry. During a pretrial hearing, this woman actually went back to her original version of events. The reason she made up these rape charges, do you know why? Do you know why? What would be something that would cause you to make up false rape?
Why would you accuse somebody?
Why have you done this?
I don't live in Fairfield.
I mean, why would
it
you?
It all comes back to shooting guns in Connecticut.
What do you think makes a woman do this?
Makes up a fake. Has this been proven?
Yes.
I don't know.
She went to jail for it already.
She admitted it, yes. This is all like, I wouldn't just say it.
I can't wrap my brain around why.
She later admitted she made the charges up so her evident promiscuity wouldn't alienate a potential boyfriend.
What?
That's a lot of work to go to. This is what women do.
Yeah, it is a lot of work to make up that rape story, isn't it?
In the room.
These guys go to jail. Their lives are ruined. They're thrown off the team. Fuck them. I don't want them to. I think this guy might actually like me.
Yes. And I don't want him to
know that I'm like, and getting fucked in a bathroom like some kind of whore. I'm not a whore. That's not
poetry.
Me. It was a booze filled party.
It just happened that
poetry.
One or two times.
I'll get him when he tries to.
And that was proven. She admitted to that.
That's what she did. She admitted to it. She later admitted it.
Wow.
But then during the pretrial hearing, she went back to her original version of events. Before pleading guilty in state superior court. See? Here's the way it went. She seemed to surprise a prosecutor when she changed a narrative. She had a change of narrative during a hearing on the defense's motion to keep her. She was trying to make that, forget that I confessed.
Right.
I want to
go back to the first one.
I want that eliminated from the record.
Yeah. I was raped.
And she goes, I never told anybody I was sexually assaulted. You never told law enforcement you were sexually assaulted? She goes, no, I never said I was sexually assaulted. Well, then, why were they investigating a sexual assault?
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know. with a shrug. And then so what she said is, I never told the detective I was sexually assaulted. I told him that something happened in the bathroom at a party with these two guys that I didn't want to happen.
So this is
big. They took a group shit. They really stunk it up. What happens in a bathroom? Something happened in that bathroom. This guy stank so bad I had to get a rape kit.
Wow.
That's how bad it was. It left trace amounts on my pubic hair and fissures.
Wait, what?
Hairs in my taint. There we go. Pain in my heart, teardrops on my pillow, calling for you.
I'm going to need a silkwood shower after this crime report.
I'll join you. It'll be
dirty.
Great.
A preview of the Kavanaugh hearings this week.
Yeah, could you hose me down? It's not up the
air. Captain.
No air. You don't want the air
no
hose.
No air, please. No air.
You know, a little bit of air in the vagina will kill you.
It will. Yeah,
you
embolism.
Fuck around. Yeah,
you can get an embolism.
You're the one I need to tell this to. Anybody here who's young? You ever go down on a girl?
Oh, this one time, this girl let me do that.
Yeah, and did you? You got to remember not to breathe air into it.
Right.
As tempting as it is to like make it like a fake balloon situation.
That's why she didn't call me back. I thought it was you're supposed to go. Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay to blow on it. You just don't want to blow in it.
Oh, not like a balloon.
Right. Not all like right. a balloon.
I'm calling her tonight. It'll, she might
make just make sure she's alive.
Like you may have killed. You may have killed her.
She said, I don't want to be in here. I don't want to do anything. My friends are waiting for me outside. Both men claim the encounter was consensual. Of course it was.
Obviously.
I mean, two men never rape. It's hard to get yourself worked up to do that, much less a team effort, you know? It's like you make it a team sport. Someone's going to tell. She had a reasonable belief. See, now here's what it said. She had a reasonable belief that she had been sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm. But. That doesn't mean anything.
But that doesn't...
It doesn't. That doesn't get you anywhere.
Exactly.
That doesn't get...
She's on trial
right.
for a false allegation.
Right, right, right.
False allegation. And so she had a reasonable belief...
Yeah. That she didn't do anything wrong.
I was actually sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
I think. Part of me thinks that. What if that's the case? Give me a break. So anyway, she's sentenced to a year. That's raped. That is not what I call rape. Let's go to the shoe review.
Oh.
With a young gentleman.
Wow.
All right, shoes.
Here we are.
Okay. Number one hottest sneaker. What gonna be? Okay. Very cold weather out right now. Oh, so cold. You gonna want to get something so hot, so fire, keep it warm through the hot, the cold night. This right here, this is my number one pick, okay? Van MTB, MTE. So it has a tread on the bottom. Make it no slip. You're not gonna slip on nothing, okay? This is like so. By the way, this is me. That's what I look like. Okay. Okay, so you got right here, you have a Scotch Guard protected leather on top. You got a rubber. The colorway is glazed ginger. So that's a glazed ginger shoe right there. Looking hot, fresh fire for silk summer. And you know, you're gonna keep bundled up. Leather lumberjack colorway. Okay, pretty tight. So we're gonna look at some celebrity shoe sneaker. Let's see what the celebrity wearing out there in the streets. Okay, right now we got Jason Sudeikis. He's a fucking nerd, you know. He's you know, he wear a lot of Jordan shoes, but like he's total hack. Like you could Google that, look it up, say, oh, that's hottest sneaker. I'm gonna get that. No, fuck you, Jason Sudeikis. You suck. I refuse to say your name correctly. Okay, next we got, what's this? Oh shit. Big ol' celebrity coming through. We got Mr. Kevin Hart. He wear a Jordan 3. And we have a number one rock star in the middle. I don't know who that is. He wear a boot. And then we got on the right-hand side, we got Justin Bieber. He wear a Yeezy. Okay, so definitely want to go with Yeezy number one. Like I told you last time, Pat, Yeezy number one sneaker. So pretty good, but you don't want to get wet. You know, walk around wintertime.
Yeah, you want that Scotch Guard, in effect.
He needs Scotch Guard. It's a waterproof. And then one more thing. Mr. Kanye West, he like totally released like a little sneak preview clip on Instagram. Yo, Dre, hit that shit. You know what I'm saying, man? This is me. Asian, but talk you. Black, you know.
That's, I get it.
You have that video?
Is there a video? And is he gonna play a video? He don't have it, but by the way, that's a fanny pack on you wearing it on your chest. Is that the way they're doing it now?
Number one Korean, like you walk two blocks that way, up one block that way.
Uh huh.
Loop my song.
It's about Korea.
Nick in the
booth. Loop my song. That's my.
That's another
loop
one.
Loop my song.
Ryan Castro-Vervoy. Okay, he in one second, he said.
He's going to find a song for you?
Nothing right, but excuse.
Right all here. Right, if you say this that's your jam. Look at that, some Timberlands right there.
Yeah, these tons of options.
Some Tims.
So this is a classic way to go, but you know, you want to wear a sneaker, you know what I mean? You can't always wear Timberland. Look like a timber boot.
Want to wear a sneaker.
So you got this, you know, this one, weatherproof Nike F01. This one here, this look like an ancient Chinese secret. Ooh, this one down here. Ooh,
my
what's
husband,
that?
Husband, some hot shot.
Leather.
How about that?
Okay, so Instagram video we got.
Well,
Kanye.
Kick off the jam, I guess.
Okay, that's a Kardashian of some sort. Oh, that's a big peak. Thanks, Big Papa Kanye. You know, for appreciate the drop when you're gonna put the shoe.
I'll be damned. Look
in
at
the street.
This. We got celebrities here.
That's a vagina.
I want this to be one of the tags on the show, so we get people to watch.
It's a big sneaker.
All right, it's looped. That's it for that video, man.
Loop once, get rid of it, you know? So
you can watch that. Y'all watch that on your own time.
So don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Pat, you thank you for having me. And just this, Sidekus, you go fuck you.
I will say this. Sidekus. I will say this. There's nothing sadder than watching a man just shit on his heritage like that. You know?
But please.
You can't say that about black men.
Just mocking himself. And where he's from, that's
glazed
something I would never do.
Glazed ginger
I guess
is
that was too
name.
Subtle for the world.
Hey, there you go.
Glazed
ginger.
The man
that's
went to Chinatown yesterday. He got himself a seahorse sandwich. Oh, God. I'm with a pickle? Pickle? Seahorse a sandwich with a pickle. Aaron, I'm trying to get people to listen to your episode with me on New York City Crime Report 350. I enjoyed that. I hope you come back again and do it again.
I will gladly come back again and talk about creative ways to use your cremains.
One of those is what? What's the title? Dildo Cremains. You'll have to listen and find out. It's crimereport.nyc. Thomas, what relative is running for something soon that we can?
Follow us on Twitter, Paladino for Senate. Follow us on Facebook. Send us money. We are running in Queens, District 11. If you are in the district, please vote. And that's it.
All right.
That's what we got.
Thank you to my guy who sends me videos. That's much appreciated because we had a lot of funny videos. He was on the fence about that China thing.
Oh no! That was the winner. That was the hero of the night.
We don't shy away.
No.
I hope at least that's not happening down in South Africa.
No,
you know what I mean?
Nobody's getting run
doing.
Over by forklifts.
Andrea,
we beat Tosh.0 to the chase.
Oh right, yeah. So, he's like, what's going? Yeah, you're right. He would have made a joke out of it. Where are you going to be this weekend, Andrea? Are you going to Bahrain? Are you going to Puerto Rico?
No, I'm going to be in Farmingdale tomorrow afternoon for a little Navy training. But other than that, my life is not exciting and does not involve the Navy.
Where can we get tickets?
She is a key volunteer for Vicky Paladino for State Senate.
Yeah. I'm a
key
living
volunteer.
Yeah, living she volunteer. Has... They come knock on my door. I have to go do stuff.
Yes.
Like get Thomas's car out of impound.
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear about this.
Oh, you got impounded?
In front of the studio last week.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I was so busy on the campaign during the week that my father took Andrea to go get my car out of
it.
It
was a goat rope, but any lazy daisy crazy, if you want to go with me to the Navy garbage tomorrow and learn all about full speed ahead training.
What the hell just happened? I thought we were talking about impounding.
Yeah, I don't know. We got off track for a second, but whatever. It's cool.
It's crazy Andrea just saying things.
Crazy Andrea. That's just redundant. Andrea, yeah. That's a bitch who drowned her kids, and then I'm named the same person. Like it's
crazy Andrea?
Andrea?
No, that was the one. Yeah.
Andrea Yates. She drowned her kids.
That's not you.
That's next week. We'll talk about kid drowning. Hopefully there's a video. Well,
please have me back for that
you now, Thomas.
Such a heartwarming
you
story.
You had this situation where the car was impounded. There's actually a police officer sort of in close proximity to the studio, you know, in terms of like, you know, being the program director.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure he wouldn't have minded, you know, doing what he can to help, or failing that, just giving you the money to get it out of impound. Because
sadly, he wasn't around.
I don't think I would count on that. We don't even have snacks anymore.
No.
It's a Michael Malice for 4 days a week and using all the goddamn snack money. Fuck you, Malice. I want crackers. Cheese.
I was on Gavin McInnes' show today.
How were you?
Seems like another lifetime ago. I remember. Wow. Yeah, so it's called Get Off My Lawn. It's on CRTV. Mm-hmm. I'm a subscriber. And I'll be on that show. I don't know when that's going on. Do you? It's on right now. It's up.
It's up.
How about that? It is up. CRTV. That was a lot of fun talking to Gavin.
Yeah, he's great.
We have a lot in common. We have a lot. We're kind of just alike, same age. Same interests. Our birthday is down to the same month.
Really?
He just has a lot more money.
Yeah, he's extremely successful.
And apparently, a lot more mustache.
And he...
Please. The mustache beard situation is like...
Orville Redenbacher suits that he wears.
And aside from that, he also... apparently, there's a lot of money in people hating your fucking guts.
Mm-hmm. You got to get right to the point where everybody really, really hates you. Yeah. And then you know you made it.
The thing is like, I do, but I'm not famous enough. You know what I mean? People hate me. But still, it doesn't matter, you know?
They don't hate you enough. I feel like you're not hated on a Gavin McInnes level.
All the hate that should be spread out amongst more people is all focused in Bonnie McFarlane. She's keeping it in her pussy. Do something, Rich Voss. Drew, where are you going to be this weekend? I'll be there. Let's go have some fun. You want a barbecue?
Sounds good. Let's cook up some, like, ribs. And some talking. Dogs. Mm-hmm.
Ribs and dogs.
Some chicken.
All right.
Peter, no chicken, no wig.
Chicken,
my chicken, my wig.
My chicken, my wig.
I want the wig on the side. And hey. Thanks to all my guests. Thank you, Donnie, for the call. And you know, hey, follow him on Twitter. I'll be tweeting it out. Follow me. And then you'll get to follow him. Look, you got to go through. We get to him. That's the way it is. CrimeReport.nyc to hear that Artie Lang interview. And thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. Yeah. Yeah.